Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
What a wow, wow, wow. For the audience, you guys can call me Nib.
Please, calm it's down.
The voice, you know, she's there with sweet talking.
You think I'm good at switching voices?
Fungus.
For the audience, you can call me Nib.
Oh, what about the sex voice? Jesus Christ.
For me?
Her.
Oh, no. What's that mean?
Yeah, no.
You too, darling. I see you.
Oh, you see me too much?
I see you.
So.
It's okay. Today's my day, not yours. All right, let's go. Let's go.
No.
Vamos.
Chronicles of Heartache. How was you guys' first heartbreak?
It was
Let
sad.
Me start with mine.
You did. I'm going to say that I got no time for your motherfuckers.
Let me start with mine. First, I'm going to go heartbroken, bro.
The I'm heartbroken.
Traumatizing.
Without your love. Say that.
She really had to add.
Like, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say right now.
I never felt this way.
No, I don't understand why someone hurting your feelings, you can feel it physically. Like, my
you
chest
sweat.
Is tight, I'm all hot and bothered, my stomach, I got this twisting and turning.
It's when you have to put your knees to your heart. That's how you know your heart, Mick.
Nah.
When you're in bed and you have to hold your knees. That's how you know you're
I
like,
just need to feel like I'm being held
yeah.
right now. I feel a bit alone.
You just need to...
Your heart is like proper like crushed.
My.
You just want
to... So how was yours?
It was...
Speechless.
Yeah.
Really?
I was very...
I have a few words for it.
Oh, wait.
No, not mine, hers.
I said,
really?
No, that's what okay, here we go.
Your friend, you say yours first.
I was, disturbed. I was rattled. My cage was shaken, whatever term you want to use.
Lord.
I don't think I slept that night because when he actually told me the reason, no, it was after he told me the reason. Why he broke up with me, I was shaking with so much anger, like my whole body was vibrating.
Can you say the reason? What was the reason?
What was the reason?
What was the reason?
I was so pissed off, I only remember bits and bobs of the conversation, but I promise you there was paragraphs in this for about an hour.
Yeah, I remember. There was paragraphs.
Something about, I was trying to tell the girls why she wasn't around, whatever. That's why I decided to do it in case I cheat or something like that. I didn't want to cheat, so I decided to leave you or whatever. Something along those lines. I don't remember too tough because I was too pissed. I was too busy getting angry. So I was like, okay.
I remember that time, yeah. She was pissed
time.
At me.
We had an argument, didn't we?
Yeah, she was pissed at me.
I was in school arguing with this girl.
She was pissed at me.
I was in school.
And I was telling her tomorrow.
I was even crying in lesson. I had a friend who was like, no, don't worry, man. You'll be alright. I was like, you're so sweet, man.
I was like, yeah, he definitely cheated. She was like,
this girl was pissing me off.
I was like, he did. I'm
you know when you're, no. It's when your friends tell you what you already know and then emphasize
yeah.
it.
Oh, I was like, why are you saying it was so much better? I don't want to hear this right now.
It's when they emphasize it and you're like, babe.
She was so adamant. She was like, no, he didn't. With just nine, I was like, okay, whatever you want to say, he did. She was like,
do you want to? She would describe what you said and then emphasize what she said.
Is it love or the fool? Or you think you're in love?
Yeah, because to say that, oh, normally you say, oh, I think I'm in love with this person.
Yeah,
because that's what you believe in your mind. And now because you have this so-called quote-unquote feeling for them, you're willing to tolerate certain things or to overlook certain stuff.
One thing I want to ask though, is it actually love or is it because it's something that we're taught on Disney Channel or movies that we watch that this is how it should look like?
Sometimes it's a thing of, I've never felt this way before, I don't know what feeling it is, so I think it's love. Because it's so intense and strong or whatever that you feel like, okay, this must be it.
But that's why you guys all, like, you know, sometimes believe that, okay, because this person is giving me the things that I didn't receive before, this is all I deserve and this is all I'm gonna get, and I'm gonna hold on to this because I don't have this type of whatever you want to call it, whether it's love or lust or whatever it is, that I'm gonna hold on to it. Yeah, and that's why we tend to become blind.
It's because the person is all about you. When you're at home, you have siblings, your parents' attention is divided. This is the one person,
anyone but themselves.
Exactly. So this is the one person that's literally all about you. So in my head, I'm there thinking you're all about me, but now you've left me in the air to think for myself. And like, I can't even be like, okay, so on Wednesday I'm gonna go see Bae, see how he's doing, you know.
Nah. It becomes a routine.
It does.
It becomes a routine.
There was a point where I used to hate Mondays just because of this fucking routine.
Oh my god, there was days I used to hate Fridays. There was times I used to hate Fridays, but then I had to grow out of it. So Friday became like my going out day. So I had to go out somewhere. Otherwise, I'd sit down and I'd be like, oh my god, I could have been.
You know, like, we become so, like, into it to a point where we forget and lose ourselves.
No, definitely.
So, what we tend to do is, oh yeah, this person's doing this, so this is going to be, my world. We tend to make it our world.
Yeah.
When it's supposed to be, it's his world and it's my world, and then we have
our world together. Yeah.
But then you turn his world into your world. Yeah. You know, that's my mind, blah, 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 blah. You come in and mix everything.
And
up.
Then you even chill with your friends, or you don't go out, or you don't treat yourself.
You literally become about yourself, and it just gets difficult. Why?
No, you don't become about yourself, you become about the person.
No,
you
like
focus on them. Yeah, I see you, I see me, and that's it.
Yeah, there's
that's why you don't like, you know, like when other people says, oh yeah, like, you're not seeing this is because you're in the box. We can see it from outside the box. And
can we not call it a box though? It's a relationship.
No, but it's like, you know,
it's like you're trapped, or your thoughts are limited.
Oh, they are. Or you have to think wisely before you act a certain way. Whereas when you're with your friends, it's like when I was in a relationship, I had to think wisely on how it could affect the way he looked as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm by myself, I make my decisions. I go as I please, and I come as I please. But before, it's like, raw, if people that he knew would find out that I did this or I moved this kind of way, what would they say? That was always my thing. And then I felt like, once, yes, after the whole heartbreak, I felt a sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got back together with him, it was like,
you went back now I have to mind my words.
Now I have to mind what I say. Yeah, I don't want him to link up to ever meet this friend, because I know I sat down with this friend and I basically told this friend, fuck him, fuck him, fuck him. But you know, it's them ones there.
That's the thing about sharing everything with people.
It is, but you know,
you paint a certain picture.
You live and you learn.
But then, you know, like you said, yeah, that once you had your heartbreak or whatever, you were like, okay, I've released, okay, I'm in a better place, or like,
yeah.
I can be me.
I can be me.
Yeah, I can be me. And when you go back with him, it was like, okay, I have to mind this, mind that. Yeah. But don't you think that he should like you for you from the beginning, and that you don't?
But that's
have
the
to
thing.
Hide?
I didn't know how to be me. It's the I feel like when yeah, I was learning about me, and it's like, I didn't know how to actually.
You're learning about yourself whilst trying to please someone else.
And learn them. That's where you get the whole situation left, because you're just there like, oh my god, I need to, you know, please him. I need to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just. So, like, when we linked up this year, it was more of a, raw, why is she moving like this? It's because he's never seen me as me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never
complete
portrayed this person.
Me, yeah.
And I knew if I portrayed this person, he would never be with me.
And that's how you know you shouldn't be with them.
You don't know that.
No, I know that.
You do?
I do know that.
So why did it continue till this
long? Because she wanted him regardless of.
No. It continued this long because as much as the characters and the personalities didn't come together, the things in the bedroom are great. So
yeah,
it had to continue.
Oh,
it had to continue.
I hear that.
there's certain bodies that can't be kept apart. It just had to continue.
That's toxic.
Are you confused in what I said? Are you confused?
Bitch, I'm deep in my life, okay? Leave me alone.
Nah, it's you have to pray out. It's spiritual bondage.
Oh my god.
It's spiritual bondage. I had to pray out of it. Because I had a conversation with him and I went to him, yo, like, why did you delete me off Snapchat? He goes, because I keep coming back. And I'm still like, but you have my number. You called me at the end of the day. He was like, I know, see? I was there like, nah, you know what? There's something mad here. Don't want it. I don't want it.
What if it's a mind game of him thinking that, of him getting you to think that no matter what happens, we're always going to come together?
That's never going to happen anymore.
Do you know what we have to
what
do?
What if though? That was to be the case?
If that what? Which case?
Do you know what you have to do then? Stop thinking about what he is trying to do to you. Think about what you want for yourself.
Or what he's actually done, or what he's shown you.
Then we just need to let it.
Like, you know when I let it go?
Let it be.
Yeah, I let it be and go. You know when I let it go is when I felt okay telling him about other guys. This is the person that I never, me, Maria, mention other people to him because I think I'm cool.
If we're talking past relationships, yeah, that's fine. It already happened, but people on previously?
Because then he'll be like, oh, like, you know, who did you leave me for this time? I'm there thinking, did I leave, you know? Honestly, they're still around. You just decided to come back for one day in the week. But they're still here, relatively.
Okay.
But I would, whatever you need to hear to satisfy this moment so I get what I need.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to let it be. Yeah. I even said I love you one time. Mate, I don't think you understand. When I want it, I don't have time. It's them ones that it's like, you walk through the door, go in the room, let's do it. Don't be out here saying, oh, how's your week? You don't really care about my week, honestly.
You don't know that.
I don't care. That's the whole thing.
You can say, I don't want to tell you about my week, but you can't say you don't care.
You're too nice. I'm not too nice. To tell you that I don't want to tell you.
Yeah.
No. Why are you asking about my week? The last time I spoke to you was 6 months ago. Ask me now, that's 6 months. Exactly.
Imagine you asked the wrong question.
You're asking the wrong question.
It's not the question. It's the fact that it's not the right one to ask in the first place.
And you know what's mad? When he said that he kept on coming back, I was like, you deleted me because you saw me with another man.
Oof.
Just say that.
Oh, was it on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. You saw me with another man.
It's gonna be you anyway, that's what you're moment.
You got left you in 2001. What?
20. He left me in 2020 and came back 2 months later. Like, what's that? And you know what's mad? He came back the day after Valentine's Day. So he was doing this whole thing of,
now your bitch ass could have bought me flowers on Valentine's Day.
I really would.
He
really would. He turned up to my house with cheesecake. I was just there
you could ask him to buy it.
Yeah, I did. No. Here's the thing.
Then she said, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you get what I mean? But you know what's funny, yeah? When he came, I was like, so where'd you leave your shopping? Did he buy food for his own house?
It was just a way to start conversations. We need a dialogue.
No. He went to Asda to buy me what I wanted. I was like, so where's your shopping?
He said, I came here with a motive.
Shopping? I didn't go I was there like, you said you were... He's like, no, I'm still at home. I was like, oh, I see you're still lying to me. That's why we broke up. No, like sometimes you have to play with it. You have to remind the person this is exactly why we're not together because you're still lying, man. You think I give you 6 months to cool off? You're still lying.
What? Cool off. Change. Just calm down a bit.
Just calm down. It's the whole, you know.
You're doing too much.
You're doing too much for me, yourself, your mom too.
No.
You're doing too much.
You need to cool off this.
I need a drink.
You need to clean up.
I'm showing them this.
You need to clean up.
Pull apart some of your choices.
No, not the trigger.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's my blood. It's my DNA.
It's my DNA.
Can you pass it to her? Because I can't do this right now. You guys are just being tacky.
Oh, Jesus. The girl has finished me today. So, do you guys think it's true that that saying where women leave the relationship mentally before... Have you ever left the relationship in your mind before you actually left physically?
Of course. What type of question is that one? All the time.
There's no proper leaving, I guess, if you're doing all the time. Because you're going back at it. So.
No. That one, I was young. Please, you can't mention that one.
She said that doesn't count.
I didn't make it specific, I swear.
It doesn't count.
It counts, but it's them ones there where... I actually had feelings for him, so the mentally leaving, I left. Yes, once we hit 1 year, I definitely mentally left. But then it's because the way I knew I mentally left, I always used to push it to him, like, you know, every time we have problems, I was like, you know what, I don't want to break up, but if this is how you're going to be moving,
then
we're going to go our separate ways. And then, you know, he would fix up, do things to change it.
Oh, that's jarring, though.
And, but the whole thing is, yeah, I believe, like, I'm not a girl that asks for much. So if you're not giving me what I need, I'm not going to lie.
What's all expensive about flowers? They cost what? £5? Depending where you go. Same
thing. Wait, I don't even ask for flowers. I genuinely need genuine time with you.
I need time.
You
know?
Yeah, I just want to spend some and nice it's like, time with you.
His time was always, okay, cool, I'm going to, you know. Even for my birthday, when we went to
limited.
That, it's so limited. It's like, oh, okay, cool, we're chilling. I was like, oh, you and Jess were in... and then I was like, okay guys, like, you guys can chill, it's gonna be me and my man's day, and so I'm just there like, oh, like, you know, you're trying to talk to your man, you're trying to,
he's on his phone,
you're there like,
it's my time,
it's my room. It's my room, get off the my phone bed. It's my bed.
I pay for
that you're in your drawers in.
Ah, you're hitting butt naked, cheeks in.
Cheeks out and everything.
And you're not even giving me attention.
It's my room. Yes,
rubbing all over the bed.
And they start, yeah. So then, obviously, I was like, you know what, yeah. It's my birthday. I'm not going to get angry.
You know when you give them pep talks to when you have to
get, when you get to that point, that's how you know it's a good
it's over.
It's mad.
You're that's when it started. You're not enjoying for me. So then I went to their room and they're busy drinking, snacking, having fun.
I remember that day.
Who's playing music, bouncing up and out of bed.
Her and Jess was having fun.
And I was just there like, I was like, oh, you guys, can I have a drink? I really went and I sat on the bed and I was like, it's like, oh, so you're not, yeah, I'm going back. I just came to get some, you know, like, really, and I'm not gonna go back.
We even went out and bought more drinks and foods.
And then when I went back, it's like, oh, now you want to give me time.
But I don't know,
like, oh, because he wants not, it.
Yeah.
Because he wants it.
Because it's hard. Yes. Can we just, it's to please the ego that has risen. Apart from that,
God damn it.
My heartbreak was worth it. I promise you that.
She said it was.
I tell you that. Sometimes it is. I
tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
As painful as it is.
Oh, it was nice to do it while it lasted.
Some heartbreaks are worth it. You need to learn what you can accept and what you can't accept anymore.
Yeah, but not every man is going to be the same. So what you accepted from the other one is going to be the same.
You hit a nail. You slammed it. You know what? I had that mentality. Maria, they're not all the same, you know?
Yeah.
So guess what? Yeah. So guess what?
The next one won't hurt in the same
100%, way. 100%. But he robbed me. He robbed me.
He robbed
me of money. What do you not understand?
What?
Yeah.
No names. Behave.
No face, no case.
Are you mad?
I'm like, she's so dumb. Guys, to this day, this other brother still owes her 19 pounds.
But he's in love with me. It's not 19 pounds.
It has passed.
No,
that.
That's the amount that I'm aware of.
There's increase on top of increase, and you know.
At this point, let me keep your checkbooks for you, because I remember the things I know anyway.
You can keep a hold of the, you know, accounts, and I'll do the chat and the conversation.
I did. You know what? When I left that relationship, I was like, okay, cool. They're not all the same. Blah blah blah. And then I met someone, and then I started going out with them, and I was like, okay, maybe they're not all the same. Okay. So the one after that.
Worse than a heartbreak.
What?
When you get your expectations and the hopes up, and then the brother just fucks up completely.
That's what I had.
Mm. Yeah.
Can't lie. I don't even get to that point. At this time,
I'm here thinking, right, you know what?
At this point, I don't.
No.
Yeah, at this point.
At this point, I don't.
At this point. But it was at a point where I was like, you know what? Let me not go into thinking, oh, they were the same, this, that, and the first. Because at this point, I'm just going to taint the situation before I even get into it. But
I just never wanted to be received as the angry girl. Like, I just didn't want to.
I don't like this whole you're moving mad.
Trust and
but
believe.
But there's a reason why I'm moving mad.
Trust and believe. These people have made me angry. That's why I'm moving like this. Baby, it's not you.
It's my boss.
I can't lie to you. It has taught me, like, better things and how to make myself feel better as well. Or the things that it won't allow another man to be satisfied over the shit that they try to pull on me. You know? So it's like, okay, someone, and it became a thing where when I started doing stuff for myself, I was working, I started, you know, getting this, buying that, you know, taking, it was me. I was making my own peas. I was like, you know, taking care of my family, myself, going out, treating myself. Looking after, whether it's physically, mentally, whatever you name it.
I'm due for another heartbreak. Huh? I've realized something this moment that I was quiet. Every heartbreak I've gotten, I've started a business.
Carry on.
I'm just due for another.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, so I met this guy after, right? And I became like very chilled because I just don't want no stress. And one thing I told myself, especially if you're not my man, please do not stress me out.
Do not stress
me. Do not stress me out. And I made it very clear.
Well, what stresses you out?
What stresses me out? Well, arguments. Without any reason. Like, if we're good, yeah.
Can we be good?
Can we just be good?
And I don't know that.
And
well,
then
some girls don't either.
Some girls don't either, yeah.
Did you just do this?
No, I was just like, yeah.
I speak for myself.
I was about to say, please speak for yourself.
I do.
No, but it became a thing, yeah, where at that time I didn't have any problems in my life, right?
You know what? I life didn't. Is sorted, so
it was,
I'd like for
yeah.
you to say that way.
You
and
know,
the person,
relationships got are good at home, relationships good with your
mom.
Person you're speaking to. I'm not saying boyfriend, but
slowly.
You know.
Yeah, but that person thought that, oh yeah, like, it is like you have a problem because I do, you definitely do, and you need to tell me. And I'm just like, no, I don't.
Stop forcing problems on me.
It.
It's
just yeah, like it's okay. It's actually all right.
It's okay to be suffering by yourself. I don't need to be included in it.
Yeah, and I learned how to ignore like arguments, or even if we had it, I learned how to like tell that person I'm gonna sleep on it and I'll be okay the next day. And I was actually okay the next day, you know. So those things, it made me stronger and made me understand it's okay. Sometimes you can just let go of things. It's not that deep. Like,
that's the thing. There's
learn to move
on, and then there's letting go of a situation.
The letting go came later on in life.
just to clarify.
No, but that only happened with the specific person.
Yeah.
It wasn't with everyone else because they didn't do anything to me. So why would I? Yeah, why would I like take this on or take it off on somebody else? So that came later on because I clocked. I was so angry at that person. Like, knowingly, unknowingly, it was just like, why am I irritated? Like, bitch, you gotta
anger.
Don't get me twisted. It would make me happy to hear or see that person's face, but like little things that irritated me before, it just went
You know, you're not trying to tolerate that
anymore. Yeah.
So now it's a big deal always.
Yep. Then I thought, you know what? You gotta let it go, sis. If you don't, because if you want to give it
another chance, then you're gonna keep going around in circles.
I did, kept on going in circles, and then I told myself, no more.
You like, know what? I had to speak to the person. I got to a point, yeah, when I felt like my friends were tired.
Oh.
You know when your friends are tired of your baggage? They're just tired. They are tired. Like, every time... You know when, like, you're on the call, yeah, or on FaceTime with your girls, and then it just goes quiet, so they're like, what now?
Yeah.
Like, what happened? What did he do? It's like they're just waiting for you to come in and
finish. Yeah, yep.
Good. Like, tell. What's and up then, with that one?
And I'd be like, yeah, nothing so basically, so basically he came, and then like we spoke, and then he said he'll never break my heart, and then blah, blah, and then guess what, 2 weeks later I broke it.
Yeah, but you know, it's not something that you can tell when it's gonna happen and when it's not. It's like it's that whole thing about the love thing. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I love you, I love you, I love you. Don't throw it about, please.
Are you really about that love life? Please. You know,
And you know, like, I understand obviously the other person, whether it's a girl or a man, whatever, they go through their own stuff as well, and they might say, okay, like, this is not possible for me, or I can't say these things, or I don't know what that is, and stuff like that.
But you still want something out of it that means but then you physical do, with one another.
Yeah, but then within that time they use other words such as my wifey and my girl. But you're not
ready
to
even propose.
But you're not ready. So let's not use certain words when you know you cannot give. Like, just stop it. It is okay.
My mom says this thing,
yeah.
My mom says this thing, yeah. Don't have sex if you're not ready for kids.
In a way, it's good, but
it makes sense. It makes sense.
But all I'm saying, if you're coming my way, yeah, whether it's for a one night thing, two night thing, 1 month,
be ready to be a dad.
Be ready to be a dad.
Hey.
No,
not with me. Not with me.
No.
I'm not doing it.
No. Be ready to be a dad by yourself.
Oh, you're going to be a single dad.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll carry it and I'll give it to you after 9 months.
Dash it to your doorstep. Let your mom.
No, I cannot.
I'm not that heartless. We will go to court and we'll have proper proceedings. Like, I will pay child support. We'll you can sit at home.
Channels to are you mad? Raise you can, child. Yeah. However, that is your main responsibility.
I'm an afro. Oh, huh.
Hey.
I'm an alpha female.
Mm.
I don't have time to chill at home.
Mm.
Honestly. I can cook, yeah, but it don't mean I'm going to be home.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cook Wednesdays and Sundays.
I want to be sleeping.
chill there for myself.
Running around the house, hoovering, cleaning, cooking, this, that. I can't. Doing laundry, I detest. I can't.
Actually, that's, you know what? I don't mind doing dishes. It's like a therapy.
It's not my thing, especially I have my nails done.
No. Sis, yeah. It's therapy. Guys? Like, I will speak.
It's in like my I look mind. At my nails and I'm like, 45 pounds?
That 45 pounds better be worth it. What, you not for fairy liquid. You're telling me fairy liquid is going to ruin your 45 pound nails? Okay, you better go spend 100 pounds.
Sis gets diamonds over here. I don't know what you're talking about. What diamonds? I got rhinestones and shit.
Okay, but let's spin the block. Let's spin the block. When we're going around in circles with a certain person, just keep going back and forth. You leave, but then they come back, or you go back.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're coming back because, you know, they genuinely like and care about you, or is it just boredom?
In my case?
In anyone's case. If the shoe fits, please wear it.
Honestly. Anti.
In my case, I feel like I normally... okay, cool.
Mm.
It's either I'm bored and I call them back.
Mm-hmm.
There's only been here and there where it's been the other person calling me back. But normally, I'm bored. I'm done with my assignments.
So it works both ways.
I'm on holiday from work. And they're like, yeah, I'm tired. Hello. I haven't spoken to you in a long time, you know. So what are you saying? What do you want? So you got a girl? Like, what's going on? No? Okay. I'm waiting for you. 6 p.m.
Wow. Yeah.
Shit, then.
You know the location.
Hey.
Send me the location. Yes. No. Do you know what? I'd hate to think that in any of my situations it was out of boredom.
It's sad, ain't it?
It is very upsetting.
Nah.
You weren't even thinking about my well-being. You just bored out your mind. You had absolutely nothing to do, but you know what? Think about, and boom.
It depends on the people that, or the guy that you've been with. My ex was very straightforward. Mm-hmm. So, he's a very, I'm bored, I want you, I'm bored. Mm. He will give you a reason why he wants you, because I am bored. So it got to me, and I'm like, rah, if I'm bored and I want someone, let me just be bored and want. I'm not going to come and lie to you. Okay, maybe when you're there and you're showing signs of withdrawal.
Before we even get to that point that we're sexing or whatever, I've already told you this is out of boredom. It's not because I care about it. So if you fall too deep into it, that's your own.
That's your own.
No. Listen, I never say that to someone. You know why? Because as they're falling back in, why if you're falling back in as well?
I told a friend this year that
these friends
I'm serious, like serious. So you know what Maria just said, that okay, yeah, he said he's bored, and now if you decide to fall, that's your own, but you don't clap with one hand ever. You clap with both, you know. So you knowing that, okay, me going back in this girl's life and knowing how this girl genuinely feels about me, and what she feels is not like, oh yeah, we can just fuck and we can be on our way. No, I love you, and I have said as well that, oh yeah, you're my wife, and we had history, knowing that you would want to go back so that this person can fall back after, you know, working on themselves. So you can't just blame one person. It's both of you. You know what you're getting into, despite you're making it clear it doesn't matter, and the other person that's accepting it as well is thinking, okay, yeah, he made it very clear, but maybe he will, like, you know, love me back. Yeah, like maybe he'll change. No, sorry, it doesn't work like that. It's reality. Let's just face it and call it a day.
I've just learned to be a bad person.
Okay,
you see, that's not the thing. No.
Yeah, but are you being a bad person? You're trying to talk me
out of it.
We're
saying, are you a bad person, or are you just being as honest as you can with yourself?
No, it's not even that. You know, when you go through a lot with one person, or that specific person, all their bad traits that you do not like, you become them, you take them in.
You're doing it again! You're doing it again!
And you literally put that on somebody else, or that the next person that comes on, you're like, I'm gonna do this because I don't care. I'm a bad bitch, and I'm gonna do this because I can. And it's like you forget all the hurt that you went through because you're putting it on somebody else.
That way.
So it doesn't make it okay. Yeah. You. Okay. Just because you said, oh yeah, you're a bad. No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
It's just feel like it will make you feel better because someone else needs to feel what you're feeling.
Alright, thank you for reading my mind, but you haven't.
You know?
Anyway, so
it wasn't reading, it's giving my opinion.
Alright, thanks for that. Congratulations. Take a sticker on your way out. My whole thing is it's not that I'm a bad person, but yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that away.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is I've learned how to know when a guy tells me he likes me, he doesn't actually genuinely like me. It's only I like you, like, you know,
I like
we
you.
Have a vibe.
When I hear a guy saying, oh, I feel like I can be so comfortable around, I'm like, oh, you're gonna fuck this thing up.
Yeah.
You're getting too comfortable, and it's the third time I'm speaking to you on the phone. What are we doing here? I detest that, because it's like, what have have I made? What have I done? How have I acted that you've gotten to the space where you can just, oh, I feel comfortable around you. Let me reveal all my deepest, darkest secrets or whatever the case is. Yeah, at this point, I feel like you're some next Charlie Pride. That's just telling everyone everything.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, cool. As crazy as this sounds, I like a guy that allows time to pass before they decide to trust me and tell me certain things.
Yes.
If you feel like you need to vomit certain information that I don't need, that's a problem for me.
Because that irritates me a lot. When you tell me stuff that's unnecessary, and I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Oh, I had a person like that. It's like,
yeah, you did, and it pissed me off too. Why do I need to know?
It's like, we'd be sitting there, be like, babe, you know, the cousin of the cousin of the cousin is going through some shit.
Trying to make conversation.
And I have to send them money. I'm there thinking, with what money, where'd you work?
Oh, wow.
And I'll be like,
what he meant is he's helping his mom send money through her online banking. I think that's what he meant.
Or Nationwide. I mean, what's that place called?
I don't know.
Whatever. The yellow one.
Yeah. I actually know it but now. he lied to himself a lot. I'm just...
He lied to himself. He lied to me. He lied to him.
His friends, yeah.
Do you think, like, heartbreak,
yeah,
affects your mental health?
Yeah, it definitely does.
In what way? And how...
With me, yeah. Well, actually, not heartbreak.
Throughout, okay, a relationship.
Yeah, okay, if you're putting it that way, then a relationship does affect my mental health, because where I'm already at a low point, and then there's this person giving me so much attention and quote unquote support, I guess I ended up latching onto it. Mm-hmm. And whatever you're feeling, I'm feeling. If you're upset, I'm upset. If you're happy, I'm happy. I'm feeding off of you. I don't even know what it is to be happy.
It's like they become your twin.
No, they don't become my twin. They become my god, almost. They're not my god, because I only have one god, God forbid. But you become that chiller of whatever source of strength, whatever you want to call it.
Whenever you feel like you need wisdom, knowledge, you just call on that person.
Yeah, whenever I feel off, it's like, oh, let me call them. Or something doesn't feel right now, let me call them. I feel a bit iffy today, let me call them.
Yeah.
Because everything becomes
something,
that person.
Something your wall to lean on pretty much on everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now it's like you end up forgetting that you can lean on yourself. You can lean on your friends. You know, they still exist out there. You know, they're alive and breathing. But unfortunately, you end up just running towards that same person over and over again.
That brings me to something, yeah. You know when, like, let's say, there's friends that tend to take their men very seriously, like their relationships very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I take men seriously sometimes.
Huh?
At least not 90% of the time.
It's like, no. When I say seriously, I mean, I'm with my man Monday to Sunday.
You become one and the same.
Yeah, you become, like, whatever, and then... You basically draw a fine line with your friends as well.
Yeah.
And then the man breaks up with you.
And then you remember.
How do you handle that situation?
I think you handle it
as
by
the friend.
Establishing that we can't be in the same type of friendship simply because you're the type that when you have a boyfriend, you forget I exist. I can't keep calling you my friend, the one I rely on, the one I go to for support and advice. If whenever you get in some type of intention by some next brother you met on the street 3 months ago, you forget my existence.
All I'm saying is, don't expect things from me.
Exactly. to keep it simple and short.
Yeah, do not expect.
Don't think we're going to go back to the same old friendship because you started that thing.
Yeah, but why? Because here's the thing, yeah. I see friendship as a relationship. It is a relationship, but if I can't accept a thing from a guy that's giving me dick, why, what makes you think I'm going to accept
this,
anything from you?
This is what I say.
When you're not giving me anything,
for a guy, I should be able to do for a friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because okay, cool, been friends since,
yeah, apart from all that.
No, I can get her someone that can do it for you know what I mean.
I'm referring to, like,
let me know, sis.
Pay for some stuff. If
yeah.
I pay for my man's stuff, I can pay for my friends. If I travel to see this person, I can travel to see my friend. That's what I'm referring to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I can get you dick if you want.
Okay.
I'm that friend too.
She came very close to the mic.
She got resources. options for you.
No, what do you think? Because I say, yeah, it's like you are telling yourself, yeah, I need to break up with this guy because, you know, he's giving me these vibes on, he's doing this, he's doing that. But shouldn't it be the same accountability for when it comes to friendship? Because the way you're moving is not right for me as well.
The way you're moving, yeah, is the same way your man is moving towards you, and you're not trying to accept it, but I should accept it from you.
Yeah, but you're not the priority to her. That's the thing.
That's absolutely
she
fine.
For her, the care would be, okay, I'm with my man, and okay, this is not going well, and I'm focusing on this. Sometimes, obviously, the person might not be able to see, okay, you probably should think about your friends as
why
well,
don't you
or how
see
they
it that you haven't spoken to X, Y, and Z for a specific amount of time?
Because it's comfortability. You're comfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
You just expect your friends to understand everything.
Never.
No, but obviously, I'm
she's
just saying like,
don't bring those expectations to her.
Yeah, but you know, like, sometimes it's easy, obviously, for the other person to say, like, okay, yeah, like, nah. But you know, the person that's in it with, or whatever they're going
through
with
it,
their
yeah.
boyfriend, or still talking to a friend trying to get advice and shit, not trying to see that, oh okay, maybe I should ask my friend, like, how are you, what's going on with you, like, are you okay, or I'm gonna come see you tomorrow or something like that, you know. Even I feel like that's why when people are in relationships and stuff, you shouldn't forget to give time or separate your time.
That's why
you
see,
with your friends and your man.
That's why, even when my girls are like, oh no, Maria, I'm going to this person's house, so don't be calling. I'm there like, I don't want to hear that. Because even if a guy is next to me, I'm picking up the phone. I don't care.
Yeah. I used to pick up.
I'd be like, hold on.
I don't pick up because girl calls me when I'm in the middle of
I don't care.
She don't care.
Bro, I say
she actually doesn't care. There was a day I picked up, and there was a day I was like, I'll call you back. She's like, all right. She replies back.
No, because if you don't pick up and say I'm gonna call you back, then I'm going to continue.
This girl literally calls you like she's getting chased, and that's how I know that I need to pick up, because she could actually be getting chased at this point in time. Why are you calling me 5 times in a row?
You never
Something's
know.
Wrong.
You never know.
You don't. That's
so it's like I have to be like, I'm so sorry. Hold on, stop. The kissing needs to stop because I'm getting a phone call. Hello?
No. This is.
That's the thing. It's not just one random phone call. It's someone. It's a friend, you know. You should be with someone.
This is very real.
My mom.
If
my friend
calls
her,
so she'd be like, "Hello." Yeah.
Yeah.
What Sometimes she won't even say the first. She'll just be like, "Yeah."
Because I'm not gonna lie.
That's I bitch so bad.
I don't think you understand how many times I've picked up while I'm in the process.
Oh,
of
sorry,
work.
I didn't know.
Nah, I don't care though. That's the thing. I don't care.
You wouldn't think, you know.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, yeah. Because
sometimes I'll say, "Are you with?" Yeah.
No. My ex will be like, "Oh, your phone's ringing," and then he'll hand it to me.
Because you know this girl. Because
he knows. It's a man. If you get a man, if you get a man that understands, like, my priorities are straight.
It's not if you get a man, is you have to show them and teach them that between you and this person, there's levels and. What did you say?
This is what it is, bitch.
That is the case, to be honest. Like, between you and my friends, you stand here, they stand there.
Yeah.
You have different relationships. You are a priority at certain times. They're a priority at certain times. I'm a priority at certain times. My mom is a priority at certain times. I need to divide my time accordingly to everyone. Because I can't be devoting all my life and attention to one brother I met 3 months ago.
Bro.
My friend from 2 years ago, you forget to call within how many months now, sis?
Bro,
let's talk about that.
You know what, yeah, I realized once I stopped paying attention to guys, I realized, sis, how many presents have you bought for Mother's Day? I can't stop buying my mom Mother's Day presents. You know why? Or I just can't stop buying presents.
Mother's Day present. I'm excited to see it.
Bro,
what is it, first of all? Let me
I can't even stop buying presents. You know why? Because I'm making up for all that money that I spent on the wrong people. But parents' blessing is the most beautiful 100%. Thing. You give a boy the thing they don't even snap it.
She said they don't even snap it.
This is why I don't bother with makeup sometimes. Because you're not even gonna take a picture of me. What am I making myself up for? Appreciation.
I can't relate when it comes to that. Because he be appreciating all of it.
Okay. Your face on everything, yeah?
Go on. Did he post it though?
Yeah, he did.
On his private or?
Oh. No. Post, proper post, sent, and is there fixed.
Do you know if it's
just what? It's just you that's seeing
it. It's not a story.
No. You can block people from seeing it. And
it's not a story. What are you not understanding? Standing.
So was it on his Instagram page?
Yeah,
you can still block people.
I'm scared.
You can on these platforms, guys will come and I'll block slapped everyone. Them. Not even block, but you can edit the people that can see.
Yeah,
it's just you that's seeing it. You're thinking, oh my god, the whole world knows I'm with it. Nah, bro, it's no, just you by yourself that knows.
You know what? At this age, I don't even want people to know if I'm in a relationship or who the person is. I would say if I'm in a relationship, I would, but I would. I don't want them to know.
In a position where
I don't want them to know who the person is. I would.
Here's the thing. I would. I like to show when something is mine.
Yeah,
I'm that type of person, so I want people to know. But he's never going to be tagged for you to ever find him. And we are never going to follow each other for you to ever be able to find him.
Yeah.
I need him to have his separate life. I need me to have my separate life. I'm just tired of, are you still together? Are you guys still together?
Like, yeah, but you're going to get that when you post.
Huh?
You're going to keep getting that when you post.
From who? It's the people that you're, the fact that you're asking me.
Mm.
Am I still with this guy? It means me and you're not close enough for you to even know.
To know him. Mm-hmm.
So just see the picture as it is and go about your scrolling.
Go about your scrolling.
Mind your business.
Her eyes popped
out. Bro, mind your scrolling because you come here and you're doing all of this kumbaya, kumbaya. And be like, oh my god, babe, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. Okay, cool. So what's been happening? I'm telling you about my career. I'm telling you about uni. I'm telling you about my job. You're like, oh, so, like, you know, how's your boo? Are you guys still together? Who's asking?
Why are you asking me if you're still together? What gave you the impression that you wouldn't be for you? Just ask me, how's your babes?
No, you know what gave them the impression? The fact that we don't talk. If I don't talk to you and you find it okay to ask me if I'm still with someone, you know you shouldn't know. Just see it as a picture and continue.
Keep scrolling. Leave a like if you want.
Yeah, just there's no need for you to double tap. We have enough taps.
Double tap tap.
But bro, I can say this like sincerely, honestly, and maturely.
Mm.
It is important for someone to experience heartbreak at a young age. It is important.
Why a young age though?
Because once you get older,
sometimes you don't have the time to actually sit down and cry.
Oh yeah, 100%.
No, because here's the thing: once you're older and relationships are fucking up and sometimes your job might be going downwards, you're just like, oh my god,
you can spiral out of control. Yeah. Like it's a like you can literally fall back into the darkest hole you've ever seen.
I don't think heartbreak is okay at any times anyway.
Yeah, it's
something that's gonna happen,
but because you've been through it before, you know how to maneuver it properly.
Heartbreak is okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying you said it specific time, innit? Like, you know,
yeah,
young.
It is.
I'm just saying it just shouldn't happen.
Why
are you young?
That's why I said, why at a young age?
Because have you seen me? I'm an independent woman. I don't need no, like.
You never did. You never did, but you still went through it. That's my point.
Yes, but I needed to go through it at that time.
Yeah, but that's okay for you.
At that time.
You feel like it's okay because at that time you went through it. That was your time. It's not okay for everybody. That's what I'm trying to say. Everybody has different times. They deal with their situations differently. They might think or, you know, might disagree with what you're saying because just because you went through it and just because you think it's okay, it's not. Do you know what I'm saying? You have to think.
Different people might be able to manage it at different times of their life.
Yeah, so
it depends
on
what you
went
through personally or at home or at work as well. Because it might have been easier, I don't know, when you were in school because you had nothing better to do, quote unquote.
That's what I mean, though.
But for boys, though, when they go through it, heartbreak, during school time, it becomes a very scary thing by the time they grow up.
Really,
because
don't
that's when.
For whatever man goes through,
you know?
Right now. I'm going to speak for women.
Okay, man.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Young age is not
good. Hold your horses. I don't give a shit.
Not right now, please.
Yeah, I don't think it's just, it's not okay. The more younger that, the harder it becomes. Because you don't know yourself yet. Or you don't know what can make it better for you.
Mm,
you don't
true.
Know if what you're doing is right or wrong. Because, oh yeah, just like I said previously about when you pick up the bad things from the other person that has done to you, you tend to use that on somebody else thinking it's okay to do it because, oh yeah, this person done it to me. So, you know, the new person or the next person should feel what I'm feeling. You know, without realizing.
I hear
it.
You, but I don't hear you.
Yeah, that's okay.
No.
Okay.
My thing is, yeah, when it comes to that whole situation about, obviously you do pick up traits of that person and then carry them to someone else, especially if that person's trying to be good to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're there. You're really questioning, like, why are you trying to be good?
Yeah.
Like, what's up your sleeve? Because I know something's coming around the corner. It's like you're predicting things. Yeah. You predict things before they happen. But at the same time, I feel like heartbreak, it promotes a sense of independence. That's why I say it's good to happen at a young age because it comes and out, you know, you become so, I don't know how to explain it, but it gives you this form of, I can do it.
No, like, I need to love myself.
Yeah.
Some achieves it, some don't, but that's what I'm saying.
It's not even
depends.
I need to love myself.
But you do,
you
know.
Yes, you do, but
exactly.
Everyone has only found that in 2020. Please,
no.
I'm talking about before everyone found out that we need to love ourselves.
We all say it, and we have been hearing this thing about, oh, you need to love yourself, you need to love yourself, you need to love yourself. Do you really love yourself? That question has always been there.
Mm.
We have only came to understand it recently. That's what you can say. But we have always heard that. It's nothing new. It's not, oh yeah, new intervention. No. It's been there. So it's a thing of, okay, you can say, yes, this person should go through because they're young. But at this point, are you going to deal with your school or your college or your uni stuff or try to sort out this heartbreak that you're going through? Because people
I did
depression.
It though.
Yeah, but you, that's why I'm saying you're different.
Yeah. No, I'm speaking for myself. Okay, let me clarify. I'm speaking for myself. It brought a sense of independence towards me. Because I remember, I think I was talking to Tam and I was like, you know what, yeah, I went through all of this and I still got a D star. Are you mad?
Oh my god, I got triple distinction star.
Are you mad?
I did it.
I was just there like, are you dumb? Because I knew, yeah, I had times to cry.
Mm-hmm.
My times to cry were at night.
Mm-hmm.
In the day, I am working. I'm either at work or I'm at college, busting my ass off, writing those essays, writing everything.
Mm.
And then when I come home, that's when it hits me. Because when I used to come home, we never used to communicate while we were in school.
Mm.
It was either when we came home, and then it'll be like, oh, I'm home now. Be like, oh, okay, cool. Do you want to go grab something to eat? So that's when we would have our conversations.
Mm-hmm.
It never hit me during the day because I never. I never needed.
Well.
Yeah.
Distraction.
I never needed him during the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly I'm home now. I have nothing to do. That's when it clicks.
But then you can't do that anymore, and it's like okay. Reality sinking in again.
Reality just on the head.
You know, reality slaps hard. It's one of the hardest slaps of life. Because when
does.
It hits you, ooh, it's gonna.
It's
hurt.
Like when I look for holidays, and then it's like your bank account.
Sorry, guys.
It's like you don't have money in your bank account. What are you looking for holidays for?
I mean, I'm still gonna look for them, but hey ho.
I just saved them.
Like when did
because
happen?
Yeah.
Send it to my email. This is what I want saved on the holiday.
No, I just
pray.
No, it's not a prayer. I just believe that in these times that we're going through, if possible, okay, it's like, you know, when you're older, you like now I find myself telling my younger siblings or my cousins and my whatever, stay focused in school. Stay focused in school. Don't let any distraction come about. Like, you can
and
have...
That's what your parents used to always
do. Oh, exactly. You find yourself repeating your parents.
It comes back around full circle.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it's like, I find myself be like, oh, like, don't worry about, you know, if he doesn't like you. Just concentrate. If you guys want to be friends, you guys can be friends. Like, it's okay to be friends, but... Mm. Don't go to the whole extreme of finding out if he wants you, and if he says he likes you and then tells you he wants to touch your boob because he likes you, that's not allowed. Like, it's the whole thing of...
You've got to have those conversations.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like, I feel like when people are younger, they end up saying that they got their heart broken when they're like, I even let him do this.
Mm.
Yeah, it's because you exposed yourself, even though you didn't want to, but because, he likes me. Let me do things
that I think people are in this situation do.
No, let me do these things that please him, because maybe he'll stay or end up liking me more, whatever the case is. I just feel like when you go through these situations and you come out of there and you still accomplish what you accomplished, I feel very... I can't go higher than this, please. It's okay.
No.
What was I saying? When you go through these situations and you come out the other side and you look back, it's like, wow, I made it. I'm not trying to go through it again because that was one hell of a journey. But I now know myself better. I know what I like, I know what I don't like. I know what I can handle and what I can't handle.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I guess in a way, you do need a heartbreak to understand yourself a bit. Just a bit better in terms of the person that you are in a relationship anyway.
To better yourself, yeah.
But yeah, guys, it was fun while it lasted. Yeah, it's definitely over now.